Rumble's Radio Business Focus.
Brought to you by Ilkley Beard and Bradford Council, supporting local businesses.
And on this edition, we're discovering Ilkley with Simon Carter at Milestone Design on Leeds Road in Ilkley.
We are a kitchen designer, installer, supplier. We supply anything from an individual tap replacement to designing and installing full kitchens. We are best known as a supplier of eco and sustainable kitchens.
Yeah, because you walk into the shop here and you've got some fantastic kitchens on display, and you wouldn't necessarily know that actually they're made from predominantly recycled materials.
That's quite intentional, really, because the one thing you want your kitchen to do is look good and be functional. So I think when we first started down that route, we learned very, very quickly that although we wanted to have kitchens made from recycled and sustainable materials, we wanted them to look like any other kitchen.
And what are they actually made from?
The basis of all our kitchens is the cabinets, which is structurally the main part of the kitchen. They're made from what we call Eco Squared, a material which is made from a minimum 80% recycled timbers and 20% sustainably sourced timbers. To that, you can have doors made of the same materials, or we have sustainably sourced solid timber doors, Medite, which is an eco-friendly MDF, or we've got doors made out of 95% recycled UPVC window frames.
And you're making things out of yogurt pots and glass and you name it.
Yeah, I mean, yogurt pots is probably one of my favourites. It looks fantastic and it is quite literally 100% recycled yogurt pot. Initially, one of the first kitchens that Julian put in, Julian being the business owner, on the recycled side of things, we used to use the yogurt pot for the doors and what we call coffee cup, which is a similar material, black in colour, for the worktops. We now use the yogurt pot or the coffee cup for worktops, and we now use the recycled UPVC for the doors. We also have the recycled glass, which is basically the material that Julian's been looking for the last 20 years. It's absolutely fantastic. We've got it in two different ranges, six colours in each of the ranges. It's very similar to quartz and very, very cost efficient.
And you're quite unique, not only for Ilkley, but in the country as a whole. There's not a lot of people doing this.
There aren't. There's one or two people out there that do similar types of things. You certainly wouldn't get the yogurt pot worktops for a kitchen from anybody else. But generally, there are very, very few people. And as a result, we actually end up fitting kitchens all over the country.
What's the most popular thing that you do or you sell?
It tends to go in cycles. I mean, I would say the Eco Squared is probably the most popular kitchen that we've done. But just recently, there's been a real run on the sustainable timbers, handmade timber doors, which are then painted using water-based paints.
And this business has been here 15 years or so, but more and more people are switching on to the importance of using recycled materials and stuff like that. So actually, you've been leading the trend in some sense.
Yeah, very much so. I think it's been a slow burner in Ilkley, where initially most of our eco was done from elsewhere around the country. But people are becoming a lot more switched on in this area. And we see that through, we run the TerraCycle scheme here, with where people can bring their materials into for us to recycle through TerraCycle. And that, over the past 18 months, has just grown exponentially. We've actually had to take on a team of about 14 or 15 volunteers just to help us keep on top of that.
And what's the most enjoyable thing about working here at Milestone?
Well, it's actually, I mean, we've got a really good team here. We all get on well together, but I think for me, it's just seeing that project when it comes to fruition. I don't get out personally much to see the actual finished kitchens, unless it's a local one and I go to take photos for the website or something. But actually seeing those initial concepts coming through to the final fitted kitchen and to see the, how much pleasure it's actually brought to the clients, yeah, that makes it all worth it.
Ilkley is changing as a town. There's lots of things going on here. Do you think in a few years we'll see more eco-businesses like yourselves?
I would certainly hope so. I mean, we've already got a couple that have opened just opposite us that are dealing in household items and things, but on very strong eco concepts. We have been joking around here about this being the green sector. But yeah, I think it can only go more that way. As you said before, people are becoming more and more conscious of the damage that's been done to the planet and so on. So I think it's definitely the way to go, and I would like to see Ilkley very much at the forefront of that.
And if somebody's listening who wants to discover Ilkley, what's your main recommendation to them?
Other than coming by train rather than car, I would say, I mean, it's difficult to actually pin it down to one thing because there's so much that goes on in Ilkley. I mean, we've got some fantastic restaurants. We've got the history with the Roman fort. You've got the White Wells and the moors up there for those that like the outdoor life and everything. There's just so much going on. I mean, I absolutely love it here. It's fantastic.
Well, it's nice to visit you here and find out about your kitchens. I'm fascinated by them. You can find out more yourself at milestone.uk.net, or of course there's more on the Discover Ilkley website and app.
Rumble's Radio Business Focus.
Brought to you by Ilkley Beard and Bradford Council, supporting local businesses.